Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. When you think of possum, perhaps you picture those furry little creatures that pop up on social media and YouTube. Or maybe you think about tipped over trash cans and pillaged vegetable gardens. Either way, neither of these perceptions approach the magic of possums. Possums are the only marsupials, that is, animal with pouches, found in North America, well adapted to human neighbors. Possum is a loan word from Powhatan, an indigenous language from what is now the Virginia area. Additionally, a number of indigenous tribes have origin stories of the possum, which speaks of its range throughout what is now the United States and Canada. For example, a Northern Cherokee Nation story explains why the possum's tail is bare, which is today's story, Why the Possum's Tail is Bare, a Cherokee legend. On that hissing note, it's story time. On that note, it's story time. Long ago, Possum had a beautiful fluffy tail. He bragged about it everywhere he went. All the animals hated to see him coming, for they were sick of hearing about his tail. Rabbit was especially tired of it, for he had once had a lovely tail as well, until Bear had yanked it off. How he wanted to teach the possum a lesson. Finally, the day came when he had the opportunity to do so. There was to be a big dance, and Rabbit came up with a sneaky plan. He would send Cricket over to Possum's house to groom his tail and have Cricket wrap a red cloth around it so the possum would not see that the cricket had shaved every hair off of his tail, leaving it pink, bald, and ugly. And that is just what he did, and Possum never knew. Rabbit told Possum that they had wanted his tail to look nice for the dance, as they would let him do a special dance in honor of his tail. The dance began, and they removed the cloth from the possum's tail. Possum still did not see what had become of his pride and joy. The musicians began to play, and Possum got up and began to dance. Each time he got up to dance, the other animals laughed. For each turn, his dance became more and more elaborate and special. The laughter grew louder, and Possum turned and saw what had become of his beautiful, fluffy tail. Now it was ugly and bald. The shock of seeing it made the poor animal faint. And to this day, possum tails are pink, ugly, and bare, and when a possum is shocked or afraid, he will faint. The end. Possums continue to pervade aspects of modern human life and can coexist well with human activity. However, people often view possums as dangerous creatures, that they have rabies. But in all likelihood, though, the drooling possum that you have just encountered is not Rabbit. Unlike many of the wild animals that live near humans, possum very rarely contract rabies. Biologists believe that this is due to the species' low body temperature of 94 to 97 degrees. Possums can bluff potentially concerning behavior. In situations where they feel threatened, possums will hiss and drool to make themselves appear rabid. While its ability to appear rabid is effective, the possum's more notorious behavior is playing dead. This behavior, coupled with the bad odor that the possum releases, may have beneficial consequences though. A roving predator will walk away, assuming that the animal is long dead and thus undesirable carrion. Possums are one of nature's cleanup tools, scavenging for overripe fruit, chasing down cockroaches, and snapping up rats and mice. They have an amazing amount of teeth, nearly 50 by some counts, which allows them to eat a wide range of substances. While possums are often known for rooting through people's trash cans, in reality, it is more likely that the possum you just saw chugging through your yard was scavenging for rodents and other pests, perhaps even devouring ticks. Scientists estimate that a single possum eats around 5,000 ticks every season, making them an essential tool in the fight against Lyme disease. Despite their potential to help humans, possums have held a complex spot in pop culture. With their appetites for snakes and ticks, and their propensity to clean up stray roadkill and rotting plants, possums may be a creature to keep close to your house. If you remember to seal your trash can tightly, keep your pet food inside, and keep a respectful distance, these creatures could make a welcome addition to any backyard. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.